بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the explanation on the three fundamental principles on this night, the night of the 27th of Jamada al-Akhirah, which is the sixth month of Islamic calendar, corresponding to the night of the first, or the night of the 28th of Jumad al-Akhir, and this is the night of August 2nd. The author, rahimahullah, said, after explaining the meaning of the testimony of faith of La ilaha illallah, and that Muhammad is Allah's messenger, he went to say that the dalil, the evidence for salah and for zakah, because now he's talking about the pillars of Islam, that the dalil, the evidence for salah and zakah and the explanation of tawheed, is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةَ. This is Surah Al-Bayyinah, chapter 98, verse 5. So this noble verse, which the author, rahimahullah, cited, contains evidence. The verse is, and they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone, and perform a salah and give zakah, and that is the deen al-qayyimah, the right deen and true religion. This noble verse therefore contains evidence for three matters. Number one, obligation of salah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and perform a salah. The second matter is, وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and give zakah. And the third matter is تَفْسِيرُ التَّوْحِيدِ, explanation of tawheed. This is taken from the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal in this verse, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone. So they are commanded to single Allah alone in worship, and this is the meaning of La ilaha illallah, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. Who are those who are commanded in this verse? They are the disbelievers. Is there evidence in this verse that the kafir is addressed by the obligation to believe as well as with the pillars of Islam? The people of ilm, ahlul ilm, yaquluna na'am, they say yes, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to single Him alone in worship, and commanded them to establish, perform the salah and give the zakah. Yet at the time of commanding them they are kafirs. This indicates that the kafir is commanded with faith, just as the person, the Muslim, when the time of salah commences, for example dhuhr, while he or she is in a state of ritual impurity, they are commanded to perform the salah. The command is established, even if they are in a state of impurity, but the salah is not correct unless they perform the wudu, the ablution. Similarly, this kafir is commanded with the salah and siyam and zakah and hajj while in a state of kufr, yet it is not acceptable from him unless he believes, unless there is iman. And what is salah? Salah is worshipping Allah through sayings and actions in particular manner, beginning with takbir and ending with taslim. Here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and perform the salah. And performing the salah is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by concluding it in an upright way and also on its prescribed times and in accordance with its manners. So the believer brings forth the salah with its pillars and with its obligations, keen also to perform the sunan, those uttered and those done in action. This is the meaning of performing and establishing salah. And that's why we notice that Allah Jalla wa Ala, most magnificent and most high is He, did not mention the salah, didn't mention the salah in the Quran except by stating its performance and continuing on it and caring to conclude it and to do it in the right way. He didn't say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, did not say in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu, O who you believe, make salah. Or those who pray. But rather he said, Wa aqimu salah, and perform, establish the salah. So this indicates that there is an objective, not just the mere performance, the conclusion of the salah, but rather really to establish it in a perfect way as it should be done and to continue on it, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, as in Surah Al-Ma'arij verse 70-23, عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, those who remain constant in their salah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same surah but verse 34, عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, and those who guard their salah well. And from the fruits of establishing the salah in this way is that it is a relation, a connection between the slave and his Lord. The salah is comfort of the eye, openness of the chest, guidance to do good, and deterrence against sins and evil. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 45, chapter 29, verse 45, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Recite what has been revealed to you of the book, and perform as-salah. Verily, as-salah prevents from fahsha, great sins of every kind, unlawful sexual intercourse, etc. And al-munkar, meaning every kind of evil, wicked deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the salah obligatory on every Muslim, male and female, 5 times in a day and a night. And these salat are as follows: Salatul Fajr, from the true dawn until sunrise, and it's preferable to perform it at its earliest time, and it is 2 rak'ah, 2 obligatory ones. And the next salah following that is Salatul Dhuhr, from Zawal. Zawal means the declining of the sun from the meridian. So it begins from Zawal, which is the declining of the sun from the meridian. It is preferable, though, to perform prayer in the beginning of its prescribed time, except during intensive heat. Dhuhr prayer, the obligatory, the fard, is 4 rak'ah, and the rak'ah means a unit of prayer. The next salah is Salatul Asr, and it begins from the end of the Dhuhr time until sunset, and it's preferable to be performed at its earliest time, and it is composed of 4 obligatory rak'ahs or rak'at. Rak'at, plural of rak'ah, and the rak'ah, as we said, is a unit of prayer. Next salah is al-maghrib, and it begins from sunset until the disappearance of redness, twilight, from the horizon. It begins from sunset until the disappearance of redness from the horizon, and it is preferable to perform it at the earliest time. And Salatul Maghrib is 3 rak'at. The 5th salah is Salatul Isha. Salatul Isha, and it begins from the disappearance of redness from the horizon until the appearance of the true dawn, according to one opinion, and according to the other opinion, until the middle of the night. Delaying it until the third of the night is preferable if possible, and it is 4 rak'at. There are preconditions for Salah. There are preconditions for Salah. First is purity, tahara, purity of the body, clothes and place. Second, performance in prescribed times only. Thirdly, covering of the awra. Or the private region. And with respect to men, the male, the awra is the part of his body between the navel and the knees. And as for a woman, all of her body is awra in prayer except for her face and palms. And also from the preconditions is facing the direction of the Qibla, the Kaaba. And from the conditions is the intention. And this intention is to be established before Takbiratul Ihram. What is Takbiratul Ihram? This is the saying Allahu Akbar. And the translation of the meaning is Allah is greater. And Takbiratul Ihram means Takbira of prohibition, or the entering upon a state of prohibition by prayer, or the entering upon a state of prohibition by prayer, because it prohibits the person praying from saying anything or doing anything extraneous to prayer. It prohibits the person praying from saying anything or doing anything extraneous to prayer. As the obligatory prayers are obligatory, then if they are missed out for one reason or another, they must be performed as soon as one remembers them. And it is not, or it is rather unpraiseworthy, to cover the face or muffle the mouth or nose during salah. If the direction of the Qibla is obscure, then one must inquire about it and exert the effort to determine it before doing the prayer, before performing the prayer. And if he is unable to determine the direction, then the person may pray facing any direction. His salah in that case would be valid. If also a person performed salah prayer while having impurity on him or her without being aware of it, or of its ruining his prayer, his salah is considered as valid. The person does not have to repeat it if later on he discovers the impurity, for example, he doesn't have to repeat it. The salah has pillars to it. These are known as arkanus salah, or the essential acts of prayer. They are known as arkanus salah, arkan as-salah, the essential acts of prayer, without which the prayer is void. They are called arkan, pillars, and they are as follows: qiyam, number one, qiyam, or standing upright for those who are capable of doing so. These are arkanus salah, the pillars or the essential acts of salah, without which the prayer is, or the prayer is invalid or void. First is qiyam. Qiyam, or standing upright for those who are capable of doing so. Second, takbiratul ihram. Second, takbiratul ihram. We spoke about it earlier. Third, the recitation of the opening chapter of the Quran known as Surah Al-Fatiha. Third, recitation of Al-Fatiha. Fourth, ruku', bowing. And the fifth is qiyam, standing upright after ruku', standing upright after bowing. Six, sujood, prostration on seven parts of the body: the face, the hands, the knees, and the feet. Sujood, prostration on seven parts of the body: the face, the hands, the knees, and the feet. Seven, standing upright. Standing upright. Eight, sitting position between the two prostrations. Sitting position between the two prostrations. Nine, calmness and ease in all postures. Calmness and ease in all postures. Ten, the last tashahud. The last tashahud. 11, the sitting for the last tashahud. 11, the sitting for the last tashahud. 12, recitation of As-Salatul Ibrahimiyya. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Recitation of As-Salatul Ibrahimiyya. 13, order, meaning orderly performance of the prayer procedure. Orderly performance of the prayer procedure. 14, taslim. Taslim. If someone misses one of these actions or these acts, if the missed act was willfully neglected, the salah becomes null and void as a result. If, on the other hand, an act of these 14 was missed out unmindfully, then it may be re-performed along with the subsequent acts, and then the person offers two prostrations for forgetfulness before taslim, and this is an account of missing act, then the salah also, there are certain acts which are known as wajibat, or the requisites of salah. Requisites of salah. And these are, number one, all the takbirs other than takbiratul ihram. All the takbirs other than takbiratul ihram. Second, the recitation of سبحان ربي العظيم in ركوع. The recitation سبحان ربي العظيم, far removed from every imperfection, is my Lord the Great. سبحان ربي العظيم, far removed from every imperfection, is my Rabb, my Lord the Great. Third, the recitation of سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. Allah has certainly heard him who praises him. This is done by both the imam and the one, the ma'moom, the one led in the prayers by the imam. The recitation of سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. Allah has certainly heard him who praises him. Fourth, the recitation of Allahumma Rabbana wa laka alhamd. Allahumma Rabbana laka alhamd. And to you, our Lord, the praise is due. Five, the recitation of سبحان ربي الأعلى during sujood or prostration. سبحان ربي الأعلى, far removed from every imperfection, is my Lord the Supreme, the Most High. Six, saying رب اغفر لي between the prostrations. Seven, رب اغفر لي means my Lord forgive me. Seven, the sitting for the first tashahud. The sitting for the first tashahud. Eight, the recitation of the first tashahud. Any of these acts missed unmindfully may be made up by performing sujood sahu, the sujood of forgetfulness, due to forgetfulness. Now all the other acts in the salah, other than the pillars and the wajibat, the requisites, are sunan, the observance of which is rewardable, while non-observance is not punishable. This is a summary of major matters related to the Salah, the details on the Salah for those who are following with us. Fall under the discussion of As-Salah described. The author rahimahullah mentioned the Salah and mentioned the Zakah, the second pillar of, or the third pillar of Islam, and this is a duty bound portion of wealth to be given to a specific category of people or specific direction, like the poor or in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from the benefits of zakah, giving the zakah, is the purification of the self, the rich, from misery, and also purification of the self of the poor from envy against the rich, as well as meeting the needs of Muslims and purification of wealth and the good and beneficial consequences on the people and on their lands. This concludes the discussion for tonight, and inshallah ta'ala we will follow up in the next week for the second part. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.